Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Law Hour Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabel, Missouri. Now, the Law Hour is an educational service in public interest, and I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour, an editorial review, is heard nationally 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 75 countries worldwide over the Internet. Now, for more information about the Law Hour and editorial review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. The Law Hour and editorial review brings you important information about law, news, and current events. So stay tuned for tonight's special report on worms, intestinal parasites, when we come back. You know, once in a while, we get a glimpse of the real world through the eyes of an insider like John Swinton, who was a former editor and newspaper journalist in New York. He said, "There's no such thing at this date of world's history in America as an independent press. You know it, and I know it. And there's not one of you who dares to write your honest opinions, and if you did, you know beforehand that it would never appear in print. Now, I am paid weekly for keeping my honest opinions out of the paper that I'm connected with, and others of you are paid similar salaries for similar things, and any of you who would be so foolish as to write your honest opinions would be out on the streets looking for another job. And if I allowed my honest opinions to appear in one issue of my paper, before 24 hours, my occupation would be gone. The business of the journalist is to destroy the truth, to lie outright, to pervert, to vilify, to fawn at the feet of mammon, and to sell his country and his race for his daily bread. You know it, and I know it. And what folly is this toasting an independent press? We are the tools and vassals of rich men behind the scenes, and we are the jumping jacks. They pull the strings and we dance. Our talents, our possibilities, and our lives are all the property of other men. We are intellectual prostitutes." Quite a statement, wouldn't you say? Now, the bottom line to that story is that these rich men behind the scenes are the movers and shakers of the Global 2000 program and this New World Order. Men and families like the Windsors, the Rockefellers, the Bushes, Bundys, Carnegies, and Vanderbilts. That's why I contend that it's time for us to wise up and start listening more to the God of Abraham and stop following after all these crazy scientists, philosophers, preachers, and politicians, and let's prepare to live through and survive this New World Order and Global 2000 insanity. Now, if you'd like to learn more about Global 2000, Bible prophecy, and this New World Order, why don't you call and order my 4-hour compact disc package. It's educational, it's entertaining, it's informative. Best of all, it's free, and you can call and order yours right now. The number to call, 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, if you're online, you can go to the website, georgegordon.org. Just click on to the email and send an email request. And why don't you do it right now before you forget. That's georgegordon.org, or call direct, 417-273-4967. All right, we've been talking about worms. No, not fishing worms, not the kind of worms that you're going out here and put in your garden or that you find in your garden, but the kind of worms that you find in your gut, find in your colon, you find in the muscle tissue of your body. Intestinal parasites. I know it's politically incorrect and it's really gross, and this story that we've been unraveling here this week has been a story of how would we word it? It's gross, it's obnoxious, it's something that we don't want to think about, don't want to talk about, and don't want to hear. But it's there whether we like it or not. Now, I've said before, if you don't have a solution to a problem, you don't need to talk about it. Fortunately, boys and girls, we have solutions for intestinal parasites. Now, these parasites have been around since the Garden of Eden, and there have been solutions to the parasites since the Garden of Eden. In fact, clear back in Genesis 1, verse 28, 29, 30, along in there, you'll find that God told you, he said, "I've given you every green herb." And these herbs are used for medicine, and they're used for food. Medicine and food. And you'll find that herbs have high concentrations of certain types of vitamins and minerals. For instance, I mentioned earlier, I'll share it with you again, a cow goes out into the field. She needs more calcium. So she can't get that calcium out of clover and grass, which are her favorite foods, clover and grass. Just like your favorite food is Almond Joy and Hershey's chocolate bars, cows just love clover and grass. But once in a while, when this cow needs a little calcium, she runs over and she eats lamb's quarter. In fact, a cow will go around in the woods or around the fence line, and you'll find a cow eating dog fennel, lamb's quarter, poke, or leaves off of an oak tree, or berries off of a cedar tree. And that's because all of these plants, all of these herbs contain concentrations of specific herbal remedies. It may be vitamin A, vitamin B. It may be some toxic thingy in there that kills worms in your stomach, like wormwood or worm seed. We'll see more of that as we progress along. Garlic is an herb. I kind of like garlic. My granny used to cut a roast. She'd cut holes in it and stick garlic into it. And then when you ate this meat, it had that garlic flavor along with the meat. Now, garlic is a pretty rank herb. If you just stick it in your mouth and start chewing on it, it kind of burns your mouth and it doesn't taste all that good. But when it's cooked in meat or if it's cooked in beans or something like that, it adds a lot of flavor. Well, this garlic is a natural antibiotic. There's four or five of those. So when God designed the program over here, he didn't leave you without penicillin, Aeromycin, or dehydrostreptomycin. He gave you some herbs that contain naturally these things that we call antibiotics. In fact, most of what we call medicine today comes from herbs and plants. The reason that the pharmaceutical companies don't like to use herbs and plants is because they can't patent them. See, you can't patent garlic. So what they do is they get into the garlic and they take the chemical properties that they find in there and they say, oh, this is the chemical, this is the molecular chain that causes this reaction. Now, it comes in garlic and it's very inexpensive, but what we're going to do is we're going to patent it and put it in a pill. Then we can sell it through the American Medical Association and get 50, 100, 200, 500 times what we could get by selling garlic. And besides that, you can buy garlic anywhere, but you can only buy Vioxx from Merck. Now, when you've got pains like arthritis, you want relief, and so you say, well, I've got to have Tylenol or aspirin, or I've got to have Vioxx. Come to find out, this Vioxx killed you with a heart attack. So to solve that problem, that is, if you're of a mind to solve that problem, you might want to stay away from the pharmaceutical industry and their concoctions, their witch's brew, which constitutes witchcraft. Witch's brew and witchcraft. That's what pharmaceuticals are. Now, the herbs, of which there are 32 herbs mentioned specifically in the Bible for medicine or medicinal purposes, like mandrake, is specifically an herb that treats reproduction or reproductive dysfunction. You know, instead of taking this thing that the men are into right now, you know, they got this Viagra. And if they would take mandrake, I think it'd solve their problem. But the problem is caused by clogging up your arteries. See, you go down to McDonald's and you eat a lot of McDonald's food, and it's got a lot of fat in it, so it plugs up your arteries and veins, and so then you can't get an erection. So then you go down here to the pharmaceutical people, and they say, well, we got this thing called Viagra. There's another one out there, starts with a C. And it'll stimulate the blood. And then you can get an erection, and then you can reproduce. Well, you know, there's a cause and effect relationship. We don't want to give up Hershey bars and Almond Joys and McDonald's and fat and grease and salt. And so we would rather go to the pharmaceutical industry and get a remedy or a cure. That's what we're really looking for, is a remedy or a cure. So we want to go down to Flo's Whorehouse, and if we get AIDS, herpes, or VD, we want to be able to go to the doctor and get forgiveness of sin. Now, the doctors ain't stupid either. I mentioned this a couple of times. The doctors don't tell you about these intestinal parasites because they're easy to kill. I mean, there's lots of herbs out there, like garlic, don't cost very much, and you can kill them with those herbs. Your natural immune system, if you just eat right, will kill those invaders. But, you know, we don't want to eat right. We like to smoke. We like to drink. And we like to smoke and drink to excess, not moderation. We like to do it to excess. We like to have a good time. And the same thing with food. We like to eat food, and we like to eat that food to excess, whether it's fat, salt, sugar, whatever it happens to be. So let's take a look here at solutions that may help you get rid of these parasites and worms. And you don't have to change your diet a whole great deal. In fact, if you want to live the rest of your life with parasites, it's okay by me. You have my permission. All you need to do is take the worming medication every month. And you can kill the worms, but you never get rid of the larvae or the eggs. You'll never be worm-free, but you can treat the malady for the rest of your life, kind of like taking insulin for diabetes. It never cures the diabetes, but, you know, it solves your problem. And you can be dependent on that insulin forever, just like you could be dependent on worming medications forever. Or you can just eliminate the worms totally. Eat right, and then your immune system will take over from there, and then it won't be a problem. So it's a choice you have to make. Now, here's a few natural methods which can help you. It's impossible to say which program or remedy will be the most effective for any particular individual. That's because every person is different, and the type of worms that he has is going to be different from the next guy. So you may have to use a number of these programs to get the best results. Now, we've tried to give you as many options as possible, and we've collected these solutions from many sources. Some health practitioners claim that they can greatly help, and you just have to see for yourself. So I'm not here to offer any guarantees, and we don't guarantee that you have worms or parasites, and neither do we guarantee that these remedies are going to remove all of them. We don't sell any products or treatments to remove worms and parasites, so you're not going to buy them here. Neither do we receive any direct or indirect payment from any company which sells an anti-parasitic product in this section. And you can probably get some of these solutions at your local health food store. Others are sold only at a few places. So you should check with your doctor before you follow any of this advice. And we have to give you that disclosure because, you see, the American Medical Association, through the Congress and the legislatures of the various states, have an absolute ironclad lock, a monopoly on all medicine in America. If you walked into my office and you said, George, I've got this terrible headache, and if I said, Bob, you should go take an aspirin, that would be practicing medicine without a license. It would be prescribing a remedy for a malady. And I don't have a license. That's against the law. Now, you can't prosecute everybody in the world, you know, for suggesting that you take an aspirin for a headache. But if you're gonna describe diseases and then you're gonna suggest that somebody follow the biblical rule or that they follow herbs that come from the Bible or from some of these health food quacks or something like that, you gotta put your disclaimer in there. So for all of you incompetent people, you should rush out right now and visit your doctor. He's your guardian. You're a medical incompetent and unable to manage your own medical affairs. So you need to go to your doctor and then get your doctor's approval, your doctor's permission, and your doctor's recommendation. Got that? Okay. Now for the other six of you out there that don't need a doctor as a guardian and maybe you want to decide for yourself how you're gonna live your life and how you're gonna treat yourself, well then listen to this. Number one, the timing of a program. A number of health practitioners have told me that worms become much more active on the day surrounding the full moon. So if this is true, then any programs that you may want to try to be more effective should be used during this period of the full moon, say a week before and a week after, right there at that exact period. Now, there may be something to this. Everything in life runs on cycles. Worms have cycles, just like we do. And the moon affects us in many ways that we're not necessarily aware of. And there is an excellent book on the market called Moon Madness by Paul Katzeff. It's not about worms, but tells how the moon affects people. The moon book is published by Citadel Press. Remember, that's called Moon Madness by Paul Katzeff. Published by Citadel Press. Who knows? Maybe people react the way they do on the full moon because of the increased activity of the parasites. I don't know. It's one secret of nature that man must learn more about. Number two, cayenne pepper. An herbalist in Utah told me this story. He said one farmer in Chicago used cayenne pepper to deworm his pigs. He used to shove hot cayenne pepper down the pig's throat, and he said he never had to deworm his pigs as other farmers did. He saved a fortune on veterinarian bills, and this farmer didn't even have to spend money on antibiotics. Now, pigs are notorious for worms and parasites. They eat everything they can get their mouths on. Garbage to them is like a Thanksgiving dinner. If cayenne pepper can help deworm a 400-pound pig, there's a good chance that it can help deworm you also, and it's certainly worth trying. I don't really know how much to recommend. Everyone is different. One teaspoon in a glass of juice three times a day would be a good start. You can work up to more as you get used to it. If you want to take it as a dewormer, you may have to take a little more. Now, I use cayenne pepper every day on my food. I sprinkle it on my eggs every morning. For many people, cayenne is very hot to take. So I personally have a hard time getting it down when I take it by the tablespoon. In fact, if I had to take a tablespoon of cayenne pepper, I think I'd just sooner die first. It may be a good idea to mix it in ice-cold juice if you want to take it, but I'll tell you what I do. I put it into capsules. And you can go into the health food store and you can get capsules, just empty capsules, and then you can take cayenne and you can fill them up. You can probably buy cayenne pepper in the capsule form if you want to spend the money on it. Unless you're a cheap jerk like I am, you know, and you just don't want to spend the money. So you buy these capsules, they come in a 100-dose package, and you fill them up with cayenne pepper. Now you can take 3, 4, 5 of those capsules. Now let me warn you. Start with one or two first, and then go up to 3 or 4, and then 5 or 6, and you can feel this when you go to the bathroom. Let me assure you, you will feel cayenne, hot cayenne pepper, just before that place, you know, where you wipe your bottom. Let me assure you, you'll feel it. So before you burn yourself out, why don't you try a little cayenne first? Now remember, this cayenne pepper, you know, if it kind of burns you can just about bet that anything that's in your stomach or in your colon or in your digestive tract is gonna get heated up, and that includes worms. Now cayenne pepper does not kill every worm, doesn't kill every egg, and doesn't kill every larva. But boy, it kills a bunch of them. And there are so many different types of these worms that not any one of these herbal remedies will kill every single one of them. And remember, going in, you don't know whether you got hookworms, roundworms, pinworms, tapeworms. You don't know what the hell kind of worms you got. So since you don't know what kind of worms you have, then you need a variety of these herbal remedies. So herbal remedy number one here is called cayenne pepper. And in order to get this herbal remedy cayenne pepper down, what you do is you put it into capsules and experiment a little bit, and I'll tell you how many you can take. And by the way, this is just an herb. It's a food. You put it on your food. It just happens that when God designed this program over here, he gave you a worm. He gave you this parasite. Now, when you break the law, you get a big bunch of these parasites working in you, and there's a solution to the problem. Eat right and take cayenne pepper. That'll do it. So remember, this cayenne is pretty hot to take, so it might be a good idea for you to put it in capsules if you really want to take it. I'm sure that there's a way you can get it down. Now, the late Dr. John Christopher used to recommend cayenne pepper to all of his patients. He said it had many health benefits. The majority of Christopher's herbal remedies have cayenne pepper in them. To get cayenne pepper, check with your local health food store. Just make sure that it's fresh. Keep it dry and away from light. You can order from the herb shop. Remember, Post Office Box 77 in Springville, Utah. Why don't you get this down, because there might be a number of herbs in here that you won't find in your health food store. Now, there's a number of herbal places to go, so I'm just going to give you one here. It's Post Office Box 77, Springville, Utah, called the Herb Shop. Or you can order, if you're on the East Coast, from the Penn Herb Company, Pennsylvania Herb Company, 603 North 2nd Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19123. Now, there's a couple of herb shops. They don't pay me anything for telling you that. And there's lots of others, and there's lots of health food stores out there that you can buy cayenne pepper from. Now, the most potent worm killer in nature, it's an old Indian remedy for parasites. And Dr. Christopher thought very highly of this old Indian remedy. You see, the Indians knew that the Jerusalem oak was the best vermifuge or worm killer in nature. Another name for this is called American worm seed. This herb is also called Jesuit's tea and goose foot. Jesuit's tea, goose foot, American worm seed, Jerusalem oak. This herb is contained in Dr. Christopher's VF liquid herbal formula, and it's blended with many different herbs. Dosage of the VF formula: take 1 teaspoon morning and night for 3 days. Then on the 4th day, you take 1 cup of Senna tea. I've used the VF formula and I liked it. Again, you can, if you just use the name Dr. Christopher, and then there's Dr. Richard Schultz. I don't have his name and number right here in front of me, but from time to time, you know, I'll mention Schultz on the air, and he's out in California. Well, he was a student of Dr. Christopher, and Dr. Christopher is reputed to be probably the number one herbalist, the number one naturopath in America. He's dead now. He was an old-timey guy. And this guy had been around for 50 years treating people. He died at a ripe old age, couldn't live forever. Just like God told us, you know, it's appointed to men to die once, and that's what's going to happen to all of us. And old Christopher died. But Christopher had a lot of good experience, and his formulas are still around. So you go into your health food store and you say, I'm looking for the Dr. Christopher book. I'm looking for the Dr. Christopher formula for worms and so on. And if you're in any kind of a health food store where they got any moxie at all, they'll say, oh, yeah, here's the book right here, and here's the formula right here, and we sell it, and yes, you can use it. Number four, Dr. Christopher's herbal formula for killing roundworms. Here's a formula that you can try making yourself at home with American worm seed, and you'll have to order each herb separately. So I've included this because some people like to make up their own formulas, and I've never tried this myself, but this is what the formula contains. Now, I'm going to give you the formula. It has 1 ounce of American worm seed, 1 ounce of pink root, and 1 ounce of man herb, spelled M-A-N-N, herb. The preparation is you pour 1 quart of boiling water over the herbs, cover well, and then you steep it for 1 hour. Steep, that means you boil it for an hour, not high, just low boil. Then you strain it, sweeten the bottle and keep it in a cool place. So you strain it, put in a little sugar, and then you bottle it and keep it in a cool place. Dosage, Mr. Christopher said to take 4 ounces 4 times a day on an empty stomach. Our advice is always to take the smallest dose possible in the beginning and then work up to larger doses. And again, you can order these from the Penn Herb Company or from the outfit out there in Utah. You can also get it from Richard Schultz. You can also buy these formulas already made up in most health food stores. In fact, I can't think of any health food store that I've ever been in wouldn't have this. Now, they might not have it. You might go to Wild Oats, and I mean, they might be getting to the point where they wouldn't know what to do with you if you got in there, but you go to a normal health food store where there's a couple, three guys in there, the owner, you know, you can talk to. Most owners of health food stores are pretty savvy people. And if there's anything they don't know, it probably ain't worth knowing anyway. About health and parasites or health foods and things like that. It's their business. It's what they're there for. All right, try another one over here. Dr. Christopher wrote that, number five, the anti-parasite herb that rarely fails. And there's another herb that Dr. Christopher used to kill parasites. It's called bear's paw root. This is also called male fern. And then, of course, there's these names, you know, Aspidium felix. Well, I think if you walked in and said, give me a pound of Aspidium felix, people kind of look at you like, huh? But if you walked in and you said, I need a pound of bear's paw root, maybe you don't need a pound, maybe you don't need an ounce. So Christopher wrote, the European Aspidium, that's bear's paw root, will rarely, if ever, fail where one is after worms. And he said the bear's paw expels tapeworms, roundworms, and cedar pinworms. Here's a simple formula that you can try. It's very easy to make. Here's the formula. 4 ounces of bear's paw root powder. 2 raw honey. Preparation. Mix the powdered bear's paw root with enough honey to make a paste. So pour a little powder in there, pour a little honey on top of it. Now the dosage, Christopher said to take 1 teaspoon to 1 tablespoon at night. So I advise you to use even less in the beginning following in the morning with a cup of a Senna tea. Senna tea is a strong laxative, so be careful. Senna tea is a strong laxative. So, you know, if you're going to do this, you might want to do this on the weekend. You know, you might want to do it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, something like that, so that you're not caught at work having to go potty urgently six times in the morning with a strong Senna tea. But, hey, the purpose is to get this crap out of your bowels, and that's the way to do it. Number six, Zymex 2. Now, it's called an enzyme. Zymex 2 is a proteolytic enzyme. This enzyme product has been mentioned a number of times in this report. The product contains fig and almond powder, pepane, bromelain, lipase, cellulase, and amylase. And this product is made by Standard Process Labs. And since the base of this product is figs, let me mention something that I read in a medical book called Essentials of Medical Parasitology. On page 214, Dr. Thomas Brooks talked about drugs to kill the whipworm, but he also mentioned the following. So listen up. Here's Dr. Brooks. The digestive action of the enzyme ficin, F-I-C-I-N, is lethal to pinworm and other intestinal worms. He said one interesting preparation is a proteolytic enzyme ficin obtained from the sap of certain Latin American fig trees, especially Ficus laurifolia. The crude sap or latex is difficult to store since it must be refrigerated, but an even greater problem is encountered in standardizing the dosage. The enzyme content varies considerably with different batches, and the activity diminishes during storage. Even under refrigeration, it deteriorates. Ficin has been available for experimental purposes in dried powdered form. Its digestive action is highly lethal to Trichorus and to some of the other intestinal worms as well, but it has been shown to also exert its digestive activity against the epithelium of the gut, whatever the epithelium of the gut is, especially at points where the integrity of the epithelium has been violated. So when the worm has been sucking off of your gut, I guess it's called the epithelium, this particular herb works very well in this regard. So the powdered form must be mixed with water before it's administered. Now, in summary, this is not a satisfactory treatment except possibly in those localities in Latin America where the fresh, crude sap is available. This product digests the worms in your colon. It's called a digestive enzyme. Now, you can buy digestive enzymes in your health food store. So why don't you ask and see if they've got any of this. One colonic therapist that I interviewed highly recommends Zymex 2 for killing parasites. And she said that one woman took this product and had a colonic the very next week. She passed a 24-inch tapeworm, which was broken up and highly digested. Normally, you usually don't see the worms being passed in the toilet. The enzyme dissolves the protein of the worm. One worm expert said to take two capsules twice a day on an empty stomach. If there's food in your stomach, it will digest the food and not the worms. So she said you take it for a month on an empty stomach. Not only kills the worms, it digests them. Now, one person took these and said that she didn't feel very, very good for about 2 hours. She said she felt more tired than she ever did in her life. But the next day, she had so much more energy. She worked all day from dawn to dusk. She said most people don't get any reaction. Again, you can order this product from the following address. It's called Nutrix Health Products, Post Office Box AB, Mamaroneck, New York, 10453. And then ask for a catalog. Again, that company is called Nutrix Health Products, Post Office Box AB, Mamaroneck, that's spelled M-A-M-A-R-O-N-E-C-K, New York, 10453. And be sure to ask for a catalog. Now, if you don't want to order this product, you can still get good benefits by eating fresh or dried figs. And you can also try almonds and raw pineapple. Not canned now, raw pineapple, which is where bromelain comes from. But I would take a guess that the Zymex 2 may be a little stronger. We'll get to number 7 here in a second. I got to give you your mid-program reminder. Hang on. You're listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, worldwide over the Internet. Now, for more information about the Law School and the Law Hour, please go to our website. Remember, that's georgegordon.org. And the Law School teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. The Law School is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school, and it's open to individuals by prearrangement. The Law School conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc. For more information, just go to the homeschool page on our website at georgegordon.org. And the Law Hour website is updated weekly, and it has our radio log schedule and archives. The Law Hour is carried worldwide over the Internet. All of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date. The Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest, and the Law Hour brings you timely reports on law, science, education, politics, religion, economics, history, health, news, and current events 7 days a week. And the law school offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. To order yours, just call the law school direct at 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. And the opinions, beliefs, comments, views, and expressions that you hear on this program are mine and mine alone. They do not necessarily represent the beliefs and opinions of the advertisers, sponsors, management, or staff of this network or a local radio station. For more information about the Law Hour and editorial review, please go to our website, georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org, or call the Law School Direct at 417-273-4967. All right, talking about worms again. How do you get rid of them? Well, Dr. Christopher came up with a number of formulas or remedies, herbal remedies, to get rid of worms. Remember, there's no one herbal remedy that will kill the eggs, the larva, or the adult. You have to use the right herbs to kill the eggs, the right herbs to kill the larva, and the right herbs to kill the adults. You can buy commercial preparations if you prefer chemicals to herbs. You can go to your local druggist, you know, the Osco, Rexall drugstore, whatever you got there, and say, hey, listen, I got worms, give me something that'll kill them. And they will, and they do. And it will kill the adult worms. If you've got worms, it'll kill them, guaranteed. But it won't kill the eggs and it won't kill the larvae, and so in about 3 weeks, you'll be reinfected again. And if you just keep eating the same diet that you've always been eating, which is the diet that caused this worm infestation and keeps it alive and well, then you can keep treating those worms forever. It'll be of some benefit to you, no doubt about that. But it's a limited benefit. Now, if you go with the herb program, herbs, you'll have to take more than one type of herb to kill eggs, larvae, and adults. But when you get rid of the worms will come back, because remember, you're getting reinfested from the air, from the vegetables and fruits, and from the meats that you eat. The only real long-term solution for parasites is diet. That's your diet and your immune system. Your immune system, when it's working at full capacity, will just eliminate the worms, kill them, expel them from your body, and you'll live happily ever after. Most of us aren't into health foods. Most of us are into Hershey bars and Almond Joys. And worms really like Almond Joys and Hershey bars. They also do well on Lady Godiva chocolates as well. And they like McDonald's and all of the good fast foods, and they thrive in dirty, rotten, filthy environments. So, you know, they're right at home in most people. So if you want to clean up your act, well, then, you know, diet is the place to start. Now, you got a multizyme. Another enzyme product which is even more powerful against worms is called multizyme. Spelled M-U-L-T-I-Z-Y-M-E. One expert that I talked to said to take one or two for 8 days. And she said to kill the tapeworm, you've got to take both Zymex 2 and the Multizyme. This product is made by Standard Process Labs. And she said taking either of these products alone will not do the job. You need them both to kill the head of the tapeworm, which lives in the stomach of people. One woman followed this program and passed a 50-inch tapeworm. I personally talked to the worm expert who saw this tapeworm come out. Now, you can order this product from the following address, called Nutrex Health Products, P.O. Box AB, Monaronic, New York, 10453. That's M-A-M-A-R-O-N-E-C-K, number 8. Wormwood and molasses. Here's Dr. John Christopher's famous formula for eliminating parasites. And you take 1 teaspoon of powdered wormwood. It's wormwood herb mixed with 1 tablespoon of molasses for 3 days. Now, wormwood is not the same as worm seed. You have 2 herbs here. One is called wormwood, and the other is called worm seed. Wormwood is an extremely bitter product. It's a remedy that tastes real bad, but is an excellent vermifuge, they call that, a dewormer. The parasites are attracted to the sweet molasses mixture. They are tricked into ingesting the wormwood, which is toxic to parasites. This herb is particularly effective against roundworms. In Germany, this herb is very popular as a tea when it's mixed with honey and lemon. They call it wormut. On the 3rd day, you take 1 capsule of senna herb in a tall glass of water. Now, senna is a strong laxative, and this will help to eliminate the dead parasites from your colon. You can order wormwood and senna herbs from the following address. That's the Herb Shop in Springville, Utah. I'll give you the address one more time. The Herb Shop, P.O. Box 77, Springville, Utah, 84663. And you can also order these from the Penn Herb Company, remember, out there in Philadelphia, PA. Now, if you try this program, try to eat as many onions and garlic as you can. I mentioned this garlic therapy to you the other day. Now, you can buy garlic capsules, but I want to point out to you that anytime that you use a product in a pill form, the enzymes are destroyed. You know, they got to process this stuff, dry it out, and get it down to where they can put it in a capsule. And usually, the heat is the treatment that they use. So to get away from that, you need to take the raw product. That's why canned pineapple is dead food. It's heated, dead, D-E-D. You got to use live pineapple. Now, you could use dry pineapple, but typically on dry pineapple, you put sugar on it, sugar. And I think if you were to buy the raw pineapple, that is the whole pineapple, you know, with the green tassel on top, take it home, cut it up, and then eat that pineapple. There's a remedy in here for pineapple. And it's because it's got all the herbs in it. Same thing with garlic. Now, this garlic's kind of hard to get down, no doubt about it. So here's what I do. You see, it's how I'm kind of a weak-kneed, spineless jellyfish, and I don't have the fortitude that it takes to eat garlic like a man. I get small bulbs of garlic, which when you peel them off, have small cloves. These small cloves are round, and they go down easy. And because they're small, they're about like taking a pill or a capsule. So I swallow them whole. Now, if you get a big garlic, you got these great big cloves, and I can't swallow those great big cloves, so I got to cut them. Well, when you cut them, then you get the full taste of this garlic. See, once that garlic gets down into your gut, down into your stomach, it'll digest. You don't have to chew it up. It can digest down in there. Now, it's probably better if you chewed it up, mixed it with saliva, and then swallowed it, but you've got to be one tough hombre to do that, and I'm not one of them. So if you're a tough hombre, just grab that garlic, stick it in your mouth, chew it up good, and swallow it. But if you're a weak-kneed, spineless jellyfish like I am, then you're going to need to take that garlic in a kid-size form so that you can swallow it. I'll guarantee you, once you get it down, that does the job. Now, it's an antibiotic, natural herb. And, boy, it's got some pretty powerful chemicals in it, and it'll sure clean out those worms in short order. Now, this is garlic and onions. Now, garlic and onions are supposed to be excellent to help remove parasites. One health therapist recommended this program. It says you're not to eat anything but garlic and onions for 4 days. This is a fast on garlic and onions. Now, this supposedly will drive out the worms. This seems like a hard program for most people to follow. I don't know if I can follow it myself. I've never tried that. I'd rather take garlic, you know, over a period of a week or two. But, I mean, if you want to get after it, you want to be a tough ass. Well, just take the garlic and the onions straight for 4 days, and you'll have a 4-day fast. Drink plenty of water as you go along with it. And, I mean, that's a concoction that nothing can live in. Garlic and onion. However, as part of any anti-parasite program, garlic and onions will certainly help. So try to eat as much garlic and onions as you can when you follow other programs mentioned here. Chop them up and eat them raw so you get all the enzymes. Remember, anytime you cook food, it kills the enzymes. Those enzymes will digest those worms. I mean, that's what those chemical formulas are all about. You take these enzymes in concentrated form and it just melts them. So I doubt that cooked onion and garlic will be as effective, and we don't recommend any type of garlic, pearls, capsules, or powder for this purpose. It's got to be whole garlic. I mean, you got to eat this stuff raw. I know for most of you, it's a wild new concept. It's called raw food. Cancer is called cooked food disease. Cooked food disease. And we Americans, we eat everything cooked. I mean, this stuff is irradiated, it's cooked, it's nuked, it's microwaved, it's boiled, it's fried, it's deep fat fried. If there's any way that we can kill an enzyme, we'll kill it before we eat it. And then, of course, you can't digest your food. You can't get the nutrients out of it. You pasteurize your milk, and you kill the enzyme that you have to digest milk fat. Then it lodges in your arteries, gives you atherosclerosis, and you say, well, milk's bad for you. Well, if you have to drink it pasteurized, that's right. I wouldn't touch the stuff pasteurized, but whole raw milk is what God gave us and called it the land of milk and honey. So honey, wine, milk, garlic, lamb's quarter, all kinds of herbs like wormwood and so on. These herbs clean your body out, give you the nutrients that you need, and give you a good, long, healthy life. You're going to die. No matter how healthy you are, Jack LaLanne, you are going to die. But Jack LaLanne has outlived all the rest of the people that were born about his time. He's 90 years old plus. I saw him on TV the other day. Now, I can remember Jack LaLanne when I was a kid on television. I mean, back in the olden days when television was live, there's Jack LaLanne. You know, he's a young fella in his 30s, jumping up and down, doing hooping and hollering. Today he's 90 years old, 60 years later, still alive, still healthy, still active, still eating a, you know, a relatively good food concoction. I don't know if he's a total health food nut, but he eats good, healthy food. And if you want to live to be 90, 95 years old, you want to live to be 75 or 80 years old in good health rather than walking around. I was over in a Walmart store the other day. God, I'm amazed at how many people are riding around in those electric carts and walking around with walkers. Well, okay, you want to eat what you want to eat, go ahead. Don't let me get in your way. But, you know, bad health is typically the results of it. And I'll guarantee you all those people have worms. Now, there's nothing like 100% raw garlic. The one botanical paper from Paris said that garlic has long had a reputation as a vermifuge, that is, it kills worms. One researcher reported having cured 3 children who had been in a state of coma as a result of an infection. He administered doses of an extract of garlic, which in each case brought away a large mass of worms. One report entitled Garlic Said, garlic juice will kill outright all of the threadworms one has in his body. It'll weaken the roundworms and drive them from the small intestine into the large intestine, because roundworms cannot live in the large intestine where little nourishment is left. They will soon be passed from the body. Garlic juice stimulates the bowels and helps the intestines push the roundworms down and out of the body. On page 83 of the same report, it says, if we give garlic to other types of livestock, such as cattle and pigs, in the same manner as we do to chickens, such livestock will grow larger because any parasites and bacteria living in the internal organs will die out. Now, what the above farmer did was to add a huge supply of grated garlic to the water of the livestock. And you can easily do the same thing, add a lot of grated garlic to the water and let them drink it. Or you can add grated garlic to water and you drink it. Boy, you got to be tough. You got to be tough. I put these walnuts out there in the drinking water for the cows. Cows ain't stupid, you know. They take one taste of that and they say, no, no, no way, Jose, am I going to drink that kind of crap. They will drink mud before they'll drink that. So I get ahead of them. I wait for a dry spell to come along, fill up the water trough with walnut hulls, and then I fence them off of any natural ponds so that they got no choice. You either drink that crap or you die of thirst. They drink it. And then, of course, that worms and that takes care of them. I don't have any complaints. My cattle grow fine. And they don't die, and they live to be long. I told you I got one old cow out here. She died when she was 23. I got an old cow out here. Now she's just a kid. She's 14 calves, about 16 years old. Old Alfalfa's been with me for many, many years. She's a pretty good old cow, and I love her like a brother. But, you know, when they get old, you know, they've got a lifespan just like everybody else. But she's been pretty healthy cow. So garlic helps eliminate vaginal parasites as well. Boy, now, ladies, I'm telling you, this garlic now is pretty tough stuff, and it kind of burns. But on page 39, it says this about treating trachomas vaginalis. Trachomanus vaginalis. It's a parasitic infection of the vaginal tract. Thus, Russian doctors report successful treatment of trachomanus vaginalis by local application of a tampon prepared with equal parts of radish, horseradish, and garlic. Now, that's all nasty stuff. Radish, horseradish, and garlic. All pretty hot. All taste bad. Now, the first few applications may not be tolerated for very long, but after a while, the time of treatment may be progressively increased. Now, I'm including this reference not as a recommendation, but to show you the power of garlic to inhibit parasites. One reason this approach may have worked for others is that the vaginalis parasite thrives in the alkaline environment of the vagina. The garlic helps to shift the pH to the acid side, in which the parasite cannot survive. So now if you wanted to try something else, you might try something else that will shift the alkaline to the pH side. It might, you know, maybe use vinegar or something else, I don't know. You might want to ask a health professional. Hell, you might even want to go talk to a doctor. And there, you know, there are uses for doctors, you know, other than footballs, but go talk to your local doctor and see if he's got a solution for your problem. Boy, the other day he's got a bad hip. He got run over by a car when he's 9 years old and shattered his hip, and so they had to put pins and needles and all kinds of stuff in there. Well, you know, kid's 40 years old now, and that hip has always been a little bit oblong. It never did heal up perfect, and he's got arthritis in there now. Got arthritis. So, you know, the doctor says, well, what you need is a hip replacement. And I told the boy, I said, that doctor's got an airplane payment due. There's other ways to treat, you know, arthritis other than hip replacement. Now, I understand that hip replacement is the most profitable methodology that the medical profession can think up for solving the problem, and I don't doubt but what it'll solve your problem. But if there's any way that you could keep your hip, you know, protect yourself from arthritis and so on, well, there's a number of herbs that will melt that arthritis out. Arthritis is a calcium deposit in there, and it'll melt it out. So tuck that one away in your heart. On page 2 of the garlic report, it says, when garlic is used as an anti-helminic, that's a worm killer, it produces good results and is easily administered in enemas according to the following formula. 20 grams of peeled garlic cloves in sufficient water for the enema. The water and garlic are then heated in a partially covered pot to the boiling point, then removed from the heat with the lid on completely. Let cool, then strain, and then use accordingly, I suppose, as a douche or as an enema. Now, this may have some burning sensation. Let me tell you that garlic, when you're handling it with your fingers, it will burn the skin right off your fingers. I'll plant a bed of garlic out here, and then when I harvest it, I bring it in, and I like to peel it and put it in jars and put it in the freezer so that when the wife wants it, she just opens the garlic jar, takes out a handful of garlic and she uses it. You'll notice that they've got this refrigerated garlic in the Walmart stores. I've been one the other day, and it's whole peeled cloves of garlic. And let me tell you that when you're peeling that garlic, I mean, that stuff, I don't know what's in there, boys and girls. I don't know if it's sulfuric acid or hydrochloric acid or whatever's in there, but boy, it'll burn the skin right off you. So you want to use that kind of sparingly if you've got any tender areas. And then work up a little bit and see how much of it you can stand. I remember I put cayenne in my eyes. I had cataracts years ago, and I used cayenne pepper to get the blood circulation going. You get to eating too much McDonald's, and in your eyeballs, and in your cartilage, there's very tiny blood vessels. I mean, it's tiny, tiny. So they plug up pretty easy. The longer they plug up, you can't see. So Dr. Christopher, he said, well, what you do is put a little cayenne in your eyeball. Now, let me tell you, boys and girls, if you're going to put cayenne in your eyeball, now you got to put it in small doses. You put a little bit of cayenne in your eyeball, and I'll tell you, that will wake you right up. You won't go to sleep for a long time. Clears the eyeball out, and it'll get you seeing again. But hey, listen, it's a tough, rough therapy. That's why people like doctors, because they've got painkillers, you know. And the naturopaths, they can't use those painkillers. They can't use those drugs. Now here, I'm going to give you your last one here. This is fig. Raw pineapple and pumpkin seed breakfast. Here's one excellent anti-parasite program I learned from a nutritionist in Pennsylvania. We already discussed how the enzymes in figs can help to digest the protein coating of the worms. This woman said that raw pineapple can have the same effect. And she said the enzyme, bromelain, in the raw pineapple is what makes it so effective. And the nutritionist also said that pumpkin seeds would be effective. Pumpkin seeds are also a vermifuge. And pumpkin seeds aren't too bad. You know, they're like eating nuts, salted nuts. They really taste good. I got some jars of them stashed away here. She said to eat a breakfast for 8 days of raw or dried figs, raw pineapple, and pumpkin seeds. You may add to this some of the other products recommended in the report. Almonds, for example, would make a nice addition. So would a cup of wormwood or worm seed tea. Now, nut number 11, figs, raw pineapples, and pumpkin seeds. Is a hell of a lot more palatable, let me tell you. I'm about out of time. We'll finish this up next time. I'll give you some more of these solutions to the problem of worms, show you how to kill those worms and get rid of them. But we'll do that next time. Remember, you're listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, the law school teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. If you'd like more information about the law school and The Law Hour, just go to the website, georgegordon.org. The Law Hour brings you timely reports on law, science, education, politics, religion, news, and current events 7 days a week. And The Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. All right, time's up. I've got to leave it right there. We'll see you back here tomorrow night. Same time, same station. God willing, of course. So until then, thanks for listening. And good night, friends.